Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
While they agree on most issues, Congressman Michael Capuano and his Democratic primary opponent, Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley, are making their differences clearer. With just 28 days to go before Election Day, they focused on their differences yesterday in an occasionally sharp-toned debate. The debate was sponsored by WBUR, the Boston Globe, and the McCormick School of Public Policy at UMass Boston. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was there and has our story.
This debate wasn't about policy differences. Instead, it was experience versus a call for change. Michael Capuano has represented the state's 7th congressional district for 10 terms, and he wants to go back to Washington for an 11th. He's a progressive, endorsed by the Congressional Black Caucus. He supports single-payer health care, voted against the Gulf War, and he casts himself as an experienced lawmaker, determined to oppose what he says is the biggest threat to his district, the President of the United States.
With Donald Trump in the White House, we are in the fight of our lives. He's threatening everything we care about, from health care to the environment, to a woman's right to choose, Social Security, and Medicare.
Ayanna Pressley takes issue with none of that, but instead casts herself as the movement-building candidate of change. She's the first woman of color elected to the Boston City Council and says she has the background and perspective to represent the state's only majority-minority district, where there's deep economic inequality.
The 7th Congressional District is one of the most diverse districts, and yet it is also one of the most unequal in this delegation and perhaps even in our country. I'm running because this district deserves and these times require bold, activist leadership.
In a challenge to Capuano, Pressley suggested that in a state as blue as Massachusetts, it's not enough to be a reliable liberal vote. She suggested that Capuano belongs to a Democratic Party that did too little for the 7th district, even when the Democrats were in power.
The Democrats were in the majority, and we had seniority. And how did we leverage it? What did we do with it to specifically address these disparate outcomes in the 7th Congressional District? That is what I am focused on.
But Capuano pushed back. He points out that when they were in power, the Democrats passed the Affordable Care Act, which helped millions of poor Americans. He touted his own record of delivering for low-income neighborhoods in the district, including extending the Silver Line, improving community health centers, and affordable housing projects in Boston. And he returned more than once to the value of his long experience.
It does take a while to learn how to get things done in Congress. I've been there for a while, and my record speaks for itself. Not just voting the right way, but also advocating for the right things. That's why I have 100% rating from the NAACP, 100% rating from Planned Parenthood. Those are not just given out because you happen to just show up and push the right button. It's about leadership.
The 7th Congressional District includes most of Boston and about half of Cambridge and Milton, as well as the cities of Chelsea, Everett, Randolph, and Somerville. The latest WBUR poll, which came out last week, found that Capuano has a 13-point lead over Pressley. But it also found that Pressley leads slightly in Boston and among non-white and younger voters. So her challenge, and the goal she articulated yesterday, is to energize a new generation of voters in the district. She says this race is about the soul of the Democratic Party. But with virtually no policy differences between them, Capuano insists it's about who's best positioned to make the Democratic Party work. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.